So Blake Dantier is an Australian singer-songwriter. We've spoken to him before. He has a new single. It's called I Do It Again. Let's have a listen to it. If I could zap back to a time and place right before we ever met, knowing how it ends, I'd do it again. It's a great tune, and Blake joins me to have a chat about it this morning. How are you this morning, mate?
Howdy, yeah, I'm really good.
That's the way. So tell us a little bit about the song, I Do It Again. What's it all about?
Yeah, it's sort of a weird one because I didn't really know what it was about when I sat down to write it. I kind of just, you know, got the guitar and started singing, and the words just kind of came out, and I didn't know what I was doing. But I think I left it for a little while, and then I came back, and I wrote a third verse, and it kind of started to make more sense then. It seemed like there was this story in there that I was trying to get out about just past relationship that I had where I think I just made a bunch of mistakes and bad decisions, and then sort of, you know, I'm not upset that it happened, though, because it led me to here, you know, where I am now. So, you know, hence if I got zapped back to a time and place, I'd do it again.
I imagine you, like any other number of musicians across the history of music, have written a song about somebody that's meant to be about how much you love them. But in this instance, it's a little bit different. Are you worried that the person that you're singing about might sit there and go, hang on a second, that's about me?
Yeah, I'm not too worried. I mean, because I think songs, like, they, different people will interpret songs in different ways, I think. And if I'm concerned about what people are going to think about the song, I could just lose my mind thinking about that, because it's different people are going to think different things.
And yeah.
Just, you don't want to get too caught up on what people think. And I don't know. I think to me, it's the song is very much inspired by that person rather than just straight up.
Like they say at the end of the movies, where anything representative of anyone living or dead, this is purely coincidental, something like that.
Yeah, I definitely took some artistic license with the real events.
So, Blake, given that you are capable of writing songs about people that you're in relationships with, do you actually keep a bit of a diary going so that if something happens, you go, oh, that might actually be useful for a song down the track?
Yeah, I keep a little book of, it's actually just notes in my phone. So I call it the hook book, but it's not a real book.
Mm.
And I just write down, you know, little things that I hear out in the world and sort of, you know, if it sounds like it's part of an idea and I need to write down how that relates to what I was thinking about as an idea, I write that down as well. But, it's sort of, it's not a diary per se, I guess. It's just like random words that I hear places.
Yeah, right. And do you do the same thing with the melody? Do you sort of pick up a melody somewhere and go, oh, that could be useful?
Yeah, I guess I've got the same thing going on in voice memos on my phone as well. So I would just be... You know, it happens a lot when I'm driving, which is so inconvenient because it's like, you know, I can't really start using my phone while I'm driving the car.
No, you really shouldn't. We don't advocate doing that at home at all.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, it's hard to, because I've just got to record these things while they're still in my head.
That's right. I mean, there'd be nothing worse than getting to your destination and going, now, what was that melody? Oh, I've completely lost it. No.
I've definitely learned the hard way that I have to record these things. But I think I have a particularly bad memory, so I, you know, if I don't record something at the time, it's gone. I won't remember it later.
So, Blake, what have you got coming up in the future? There's not a lot of tours going on for too many people at the moment, as we know. So, what does the future have in store for you?
Yeah, no live gigs, unfortunately, which I'm really itching to get out there and start playing. But there are more singles on the way. And I know I only just released this one, but I'm pretty pumped to get the next one out there.
Perhaps a few songs about, you know, being restricted to our homes and not being able to go anywhere?
Yeah, I thought about it. I mean, like, it's obviously something I've been thinking about a lot.
There's going to be a tsunami of those songs, though, because there's going to be so many people in the same situation.
Yeah, exactly. And I think I'd rather not get around that just because it's... It's something I'd rather not immortalise.
That's a good point. Don't want to be remembered for that. Be remembered for the person who does the first song about getting out there and performing in front of a live crowd again.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, we look forward to having a listen to it and hopefully having a chat about it in the future. Blake Dantier, thank you very much for having a chat this morning.
Yeah, cheers for having a chat with me.